Iraq. War is usually the last resort for policymakers when facing an intractable situation, and its results can be mixed. That's why they often turn to sanctions to pressure a country's leaders, as is the case currently with Iran, where the United States and other Western nations want Tehran to abandon its nuclear ambitions. But sanctions often don't work, says Ted Galen Carpenter of the Cato Institute in Washington.
They fail more often than they succeed, and they especially don't work very often when they're trying to get the target regime to give up on a high-priority policy.
What sometimes can work is expanding trade and other economic rewards. Pakistan's 1998 nuclear test led the United States to impose sanctions aimed at stopping a nuclear arms race in the Indian subcontinent. Pakistanis resented the sanctions, but found ways to circumvent them, says analyst and retired Pakistani Major General Jamshed Ayaz Khan.
I was in the Defense Production Division when you had these sanctions. They have an effect, but not a major effect. Because there is already somebody there, always somebody there to sell the things. But we did manage to survive, and survive pretty well.
But after the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks, the United States dropped the sanctions to enlist Pakistan's help in the war on terrorism. The resumption of economic and military aid better served U.S. interests in Pakistan, according to Gary Huffbauer, a sanctions expert at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
Pakistan has done a lot, maybe not as much as we wanted, but has done a lot in this battle against Al-Qaeda and the problems going on in Afghanistan. And if you consider the alternative, even today with this instability, things are so much better than they would have been with a hostile Pakistan.
Libya is an example where the prospect of lifting international sanctions and resuming commercial ties changed government behavior. In 2003, Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi agreed to end his weapons of mass destruction program and also make restitution for the 1988 Pan Am Flight 103 bombing and other terrorist attacks. Libyan Ambassador Ali Aujali says the WMD program, which was dismantled and sent to the United States, no longer made sense in the face of having sanctions lifted.
It was a priority of the Libyan government to get rid of these sanctions. And not only because of their daily life we feel it, but because also for their political complications. And I think both sides realize that we've been able to achieve nothing in 25 years of hostile relations, but we've been able to achieve a lot in 3 or 4 years of our new relations.
North Korea is another case where Washington is now offering the carrot of economic incentives instead of the stick of maintaining sanctions if Pyongyang dismantles its nuclear arsenal. Under an agreement, U.S. aid will flow to the North once it disables key facilities at the Yongbyon nuclear plant. While such aid offers may work, it's the prospect of eventual commercial ties that is a real lure for many regimes, says the Cato Institute's Ted Galen Carpenter.
Often it is less direct economic aid that is the big carrot than access to important markets such as the American markets. Often that will be of greater appeal to regimes than the lure of direct aid.
And this alternative may be the most effective policy tool of all to change regime behavior. Bill Rogers, VOA News.